Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo, welcome back to the Beast Podcast. It is your host, Deshaun Beasley, on Instagram at coach_Bees. Go ahead and give a follow to the podcast at Beast Podcast. On today's show, we're going to talk about the habits of highly effective people. Stephen Covey, a book that he wrote, he talks about highly effective people and how they schedule their weeks and they schedule their days, right? In order to be highly effective, you have to schedule out your most finite resource, which is your time. So today we're going to talk about different tips and different ways to schedule out your week, schedule out your days for maximum productivity. I'm going to talk about what works for me and what I've learned and different techniques that I can share with you all. But anywho, three things I'm grateful for. The first one, I almost flipped the table. So excited for being grateful. Three things I'm grateful for. People who look out, man, whether it's a meal, you know, here or there, just being thoughtful. Somebody sending a song that they enjoyed, you know, the little things. Second thing I'm grateful for is this lunchbox. Shout out to Sandy, she got me this lunchbox. So when I meal prep my food can stay cold. Last thing I'm grateful for, one of our sponsors, PhD Hoops. I'm grateful for them and that organization and how they've given me the platform to continue to do the thing that I love to do, which is play the game of basketball and teach it. Now we're talking about scheduling our time, scheduling our week, scheduling our days, 7 habits of highly effective people. So one of the methods that I use to schedule my weeks is that, and I got it from Stephen Covey, is I list out all the roles that I'm currently filling. So, you know, Beast basketball trainer, CEO, right? Like as a visionary, like what are my main goals for this week? Is it to create, you know, a 3-on-3 league pricing model? Is it to, you know, what are my goals for that? You know, and that's the thing about being a small business owner, right? My hands are in a lot of different baskets right now. So, you know, when it comes to marketing, our digital marketing department, like what are our main goals for the marketing department? Is it to create a video system so videos can easily be shared, downloaded, uploaded, edited, and all the entire team can have access to it? You know, Beast Basketball Training Operations, which is like the actual training, scheduling clients, fulfilling the service of training, creating that training program, which is the engine, I mean, for my business, which is the engine of the business, creating the workout programs and things like that. Like, what are my goals in that area? It could be, you know, lately, the last couple of weeks, I've had the goal of just making one workout program a day. Just a small goal. Because the thing is, and I'll talk later about it, the compound effect. Because once you have a successful day, right, and then you have another successful day, those successful days compound upon each other, and you start to get momentum because then those successful days become a habit. It becomes a routine because you're doing the same thing every week, which is scheduling out your week and your time increments. But anywho, you write out all of your roles and your goals for that role, okay? Then you look at your calendar, right? And he calls it scheduling your big rocks. So like, what are the big commitments that I have for that week? So I said I had a goal to make a you know, for the Beast Basketball CEO, to make a pricing model for the league. So what's a chunk of time that I could put in this week where I know where my energy level is going to be that I could work on this task? Okay, let me schedule this big rock right here, okay? And in the operations department, I know that I have, you know, X amount of sessions this week, you know, on certain days. I've already mapped out the drive time to different locations. Like, go ahead and schedule those in the calendar, right? Because once you schedule the big rocks, whatever roles that you have, once you schedule those times, those big rocks, you can start to fill in some of those smaller, I don't want to say less important, but those more urgent tasks, because there's always things that are urgent. I talked previously on the podcast of the four quadrants, right? There's Q1, which is things that are urgent and important, you know, a text message, a phone call, you know, somebody needs your help on something via email, like it's urgent and it's probably important, so you should probably get to it. Email isn't quite urgent and important. That's more of like a Q3. It's not urgent, but But anywho, once you plan those big rocks throughout your week, you can then find those little time increment gaps to do what's called time blocking. So I kind of mentioned it previously when I talked about, you know, I need time to make a pricing model for the league. I would set aside X amount of time for that. So time blocking is where you block out a set amount of time to complete a certain task. So that could be, I'm time blocking this hour to work out. I'm time blocking 30 minutes to read a book. I'm time blocking 2 hours to work on this recruiting manual. So blocking out time and chunks of time to do that deep work, which is like that deep thinking, because you don't want to get caught up. You know, one of the things about highly effective people that Stephen Covey talks about is that they don't get overwhelmed with those urgent and important tasks. They take time for those Q2 activities. Like, they take time for relationship building. They take time for looking 4 steps ahead. Like, they take time to plan the week. They take time to plan the day. And one of the things that I've noticed in my life, especially in the last like month and a half, 2 months, the more diligently like I've been working on planning my weeks, is that I've been getting a lot more done. Like, it's crazy how much time we really have. You know, I was realizing like even small things, like, you know, sometimes in between my sessions, I like to go home to eat something, right? Like, I like to intermittent fast, you know, so I won't eat until like 2 or 3, you know, around 2 or 3, I start to get hungry. And sometimes I might have a 30-minute gap where I'll go home and make something real quick or grab something real quick and leave. But, you know, I came to realize, like, yo, that 30 minutes can be gained back. You know, I can get an hour and a half plus, because now I don't have a 30-minute drive time and then another 20-minute drive time and then a 5-minute transition time of actually parking the car, going in, coming out, locking the door, all that. And I started to find little gaps of time that I could really, like, use to be productive, because I started scheduling my big rocks a lot sooner in the week, you know. So like on a Sunday, and something I'm kind of testing out right now, and this is why I'm giving you all this information, because like you got to figure out what works for you, right? So I noticed like my morning times are my most productive times, like my morning times, and then sometimes my late evening times, right? Like, I realize as long as I block out 2 hours of dedicated time to focus on those long-term like task, I'm good to go. Because like if I really focus on it, airplane mode, block everything out, and I work hard at it, like diligently and efficiently, I'll get it done a lot quicker than if I'm, you know, doing it, taking a phone call, texting somebody. Like, so in the morning times, sometimes evening times, and depending on where my big rocks are, because one of my really big rocks are my training sessions, which is like work. So like for those who do have like air quote 9 to 5, or those who have like a job where you have to be at a physical location 4 to 10 hours a day, or however many hours you work, like that would be a big rock. So you got to plan your days around that. Like, even to the point I've started waking up even an hour or two early, like not even by, you know, to be honest, not even with intention, right? Like, I just started planning my days and realizing like, okay, I got to find another hour somewhere somehow. Like, okay, let me go ahead and do this a little earlier. Like, come to find out, now I'm waking up at 4, 5 a.m. At least 3 times a week, I'm waking up at 3, you know, 2:33 a.m. But because I plan my weeks, I can plan my rest around it. Like, perfect example is Saturday, I have to be at work at 3:50 a.m. But I'm planning the week that, you know, Friday I have a hiking trip. I get home by 7 or 8. I'm in bed by 8:30. Even if I wake up at 2:30, I'm getting 6-7 hours of sleep. And I can go through my Saturday and be productive because I got the sleep, because I planned the week. I didn't go on Friday night, it's 10 o'clock. Oh, shoot, I got to go to bed because I got to get up early in the morning. Right? Like, the key is preparation. Scheduling those big rocks and then scheduling all those small things, you know. But anywho, planning ahead saves you time, saves you energy, and it makes you more efficient. And those are some of the things that I've done to schedule my weeks, my days, to be more efficient. Feel free to reach out to me if you have any other ways to help me further schedule my week and be more efficient, because I'm always looking to maximize my time and energy. You know, right now, not gonna lie, it's like 10:15. And I still have one more task that I want to complete for the day. So I'm actually like cutting out on my sleep, but because I plan my day tomorrow, I'm gonna be smooth sailing, because I know exactly what I need to do. I know I'm gonna be able to catch my breaks, to fill up, to work on stuff. There's one task that I'm supposed to do. I'm not sure if I'm gonna get to it, because I really do need to get to bed by like 11. Because I gotta be up pretty early. But nonetheless, subscribe to the podcast. I'm out of here. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.